Hello. Welcome to I Am Wisdom with your host, Katrina Cavanaugh. I Am Wisdom is all about the connection between mind work and energy work, spirituality, and finding easy, everyday ways to heal your life. Katrina Cavanaugh is a qualified therapist and one of Australia's leading intuitives and spirituality coaches. Katrina will be taking your calls and bringing you some special guests. Settle in, relax, and enjoy the healing on I Am Wisdom with Katrina Cavanaugh on Om Times Radio.
Hi, it's Katrina Cavanaugh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom on Om Times Radio. And I'm not even sure that today we've had a bit of a technical error from my end because my connection on the computer is not working very well. So today's show may be a little bit funny, okay? So welcome to the show. Welcome to the show. I think I've got the right connection. I hope so. I'd be grateful if one of the producers could contact me and just confirm that. Today's show is all about, I'm having a shocker today, people. Today's show is all about your relationship with your body and most importantly, your relationship with the way your body holds weight, okay? So that is what we're going to be talking about today. What a week I've had. I've had a very busy week, as you can tell by my little bit of distraction today. Very busy week. The Skype connection here may or may not be working. So if this is working and you're hearing me, that's great. Otherwise, if not, then apologize for that. I'm just going to have a big blank stare on my radio. There'll be big blank space. So I'm hoping this is working. Let's just have the faith that this is working. I'm really looking to talk to you about today, about your relationship with weight and whether we have too much of it or not enough of it and how we perceive our bodies, because it's a really important topic. And I have a few ideas to share with you about our relationship with our bodies, and including a whole lot of amazing strategies to get really much more comfortable with who you are physically. For me, I'm someone who increases in weight and then decreases in weight, increases in weight and decreases in weight. And for many, many years, I would describe myself as really struggling with that psychologically, emotionally. I just didn't like myself. I loathed my body. I was very uncomfortable with my body. I shared this on a show. I shared this with you previously, and it was a tough time for me in my teenage years and my even in childhood. I remember, you know, feeling really uncomfortable in my body, thinking that my body was too fat. Which, when I look back over my photographs as a child, I wasn't fat at all. But yet I felt that I had a lot of weight on me, and I'm not sure where I got those messages from. Intuitively, I feel like I had some messages given to me. I know certainly in my teenage years that I was given very clear messages that I had weight on. I was given messages that, you know, I had a step-parent who used to tell me very, very verbally, abusively, that I was fat and ugly on a regular basis. And that, of course, it absolutely had a massive impact on my sense of self and self-esteem. And it took a long time for me to shift that. So today's show is, how do you get comfortable with your body? And then what are the things that you can do to adjust the way your body carries weight? I'm not going to call it weight loss. I'm going to call it adjusting to the way your body carries weight. And what is the best position you need to be in to be doing that most effectively? What is the best way for you to be thinking and believing about yourself to really support yourself if you want to shift the way your body holds weight? I'm in the process of developing a meditation for weight loss, which will be coming online soon. And that meditation is going to be for you. It's going to be all about getting yourself in the right headspace, so doing all the mind work that you need to be doing, as well as shifting yourself energetically, and then bringing that mind work and that energy work together to a place where you can, to a place where you can really change the way you experience yourself, and therefore really shift your behavior, and therefore experience yourself in a different way physically. I have tried meditation in the past to shift weight, and it's worked very well for me. I've used the power of visualization, but also meditation to just really shift my thinking. Because for me, I know that the critical point on the kind of foods that I put in my body is definitely where my head is at. It's got nothing to do with willpower. It's got nothing to do with any of that. It's absolutely, if my head is where it needs to be, then I can easily work with my body to restore it back to its healthy weight. So at the moment, I'm a few kilos over where I want to be, and I'm very much in love with my body these days, and I'll be talking about that as one of the first steps you need to take. Not that you need to learn to love yourself, I'm not going to talk about that, but I would say I am in a very deep state of gratitude with my body, and I think that is a really important place to be able to begin to reach for. I'm not saying you need to be there, wherever there is, but at least begin exercising the way you think and feel about your weight, so that, about your body, so that you're coming from a platform of whatever it is, whatever I think about how it looks, I am so grateful for its functioning. Okay. So, we're going to be talking about that more after the first break. And then I'm going to be talking to you about the power of, intention setting and meditation. And how we can use the art of meditation or the power of meditation to get our head right, to get the mind work settled, which will then, of course, support you on making healthy choices with your eating and moving your body more. I am really particular about this topic. As I said to you, I have a history of, you know, childhood abuse where I was told on a repeated basis that I was fat and ugly. Now, if you see my photo, I think I'm not ugly. I think I am an attractive person. On top of that, I have a unique physical appearance. So I'm a very tiny person. My height is very small. I think I sit at around about 4'8" or 4'9". I think I'm 4'9". So that's tiny, right? That's really, really tiny. And for me growing up, that was really tough. So I had already a sense of, you know, being bullied and teased in the playground about my height, about my smallness. And that coupled with some messages I got from family. A lot of people were very supportive, but I had parents who were quite small as well, and I felt a lot of shame about their height, and I felt like some of that was passed down to me. Unconsciously, I've never mean it in a million years. I mean, I have memories of my father sitting with me for hours and hours and hours providing support as I sobbed and sobbed and sobbed. So this is a man who absolutely at that point in time really wanted the best for me, did not want to have his daughter hurt. I mean, when I think now as a parent looking at my own children hurting, you know, it would have been difficult for him to witness me to be in so much emotional pain. My relationship is different with him now, but back then, you know, it was rather close. And, you know, I can see that he would have really struggled with that. And I think it was even more painful for him because he was experiencing his own feelings about his own physical appearance. So anyway, so very grateful for his love and care and support. But I did notice in both my parents there was a little bit of, I don't know, I can't explain it. And you know, they're human beings, for God's sake. They weren't doing anything wrong. But I just had this sense of them being really uncomfortable with their bodies as well, and that being handed down to me. So it's about, you know, acknowledging that I have that history. And so for me, what I've had to correct is the legacy of that, the legacy of growing up tiny, being teased in the playground. Add to that another layer of psychological abuse by a step-parent telling me I'm ugly and fat on a regular basis whilst being abusive in other ways. Those two things combined to really mean that I grew up in my teenagers and 20s absolutely loathing. I could not say it any stronger, loathing my physical appearance. I believed I was ugly. I believed I was fat. I believe that, you know, I was just completely unattractive to anyone. I felt that no one would ever find me attractive. Now, I look back now and I've got plenty of examples where that was obviously not true, but the depth of my self-loathing, I just, you know, really need to share that with you. It was painful. It was hard. And for me, I had to work through that. I couldn't live with that. And I'm really grateful to say that now in this day, in this moment, I'm so grateful for my body. You know, it's a beautiful body. It's given me so much. It gives me life for goodness sake. It's given me 2 children. But even before that, you know, I felt a deep appreciation for my body and all that it gave me. And I look in the mirror now and I can honestly look in there and go, wow, you're attractive. You know, you are an attractive person. You have some unique features because I'm so gorgeous and petite and cute and all that sort of stuff. If I do say so myself. And I'm very grateful. So I'm very comfortable to see that, to see my beauty now. Now, physical appearance is always a little bit better after, during a photographic shoot where they've got good lights and good camera and, you know, good makeup and all that kind of thing. Of course, those photos look better. But I look better there. So I was just distracted because I was thinking, if I'm on the right station and I'm talking to you from the right place, the cue music should come soon for the break. I was just thinking that, right? So that's where my mind went. So we'll soon see if I'm on the right station. So you can either be in silence now or I could be on the right station. I'll check that in the break. So essentially, yeah, I had all that really difficult feeling, but today I'm different. I have transformed myself. That's been a lot of work, a lot of thinking, a lot of healing, a lot of reviewing the way I feel and about myself and the way I perceive myself and getting to know really clearly where that pain and legacy really belongs, okay? Fantastic. I'm on the right place. I've heard the music. Yay. The silence has transformed into break music. So I am actually speaking to you. Yay. What a relief. I thought I was in the right place, but, you know, doubting Thomas. Stick with me. We're all in the right place. Love the humanness of the moment. We're going to be talking about shifting your weight, getting more comfortable with your body after the break.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hey ladies, do you want to have that good hair day feeling all the time? Gentlemen, would you want your special someone to have that glow, letting you know she's feeling completely satisfied? This feeling and that glow can be yours by embracing your sexual power. So join me, Rachel Kenley, award-winning romance author, on The O-Spot. The O-Spot will guide you to that peak with guest interviews, book discussions, and conversations on the thrills of sexual empowerment. Put the zing back in your life. Come up and see me sometime on The O-Spot, live on Hump Day at 10 p.m. Eastern.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. The number one reason girls drop out of school in sub-Saharan Africa is lack of access to feminine hygiene products. The Pads for School Girls Project, an outreach of Humanity Healing International, is changing this paradigm by setting up sewing programs at schools, teaching girls a vocational skill, while producing the reusable pads that help keep them attending classes. The girls pay it forward by making and giving pad kits to other girls in need. To learn more, visit humanityhealing.org. Humanity Healing is where your heart is.
Come heal yourself. What is healing? Healing is nothing but connecting to your all-knowing higher self that already has solutions to all your problems and is always there to guide you. Through this show, we help you to connect with that you are and help you realize the innate potential you have to heal every aspect of your life. So come heal yourself every Tuesday, 11 a.m. Eastern, with your host, Monica Goyal. Namaste.
Bringing you the best of the conscious minds in the world. OM Times Radio, your conscious lifestyle on steroids.
Hello, you're listening to I Am Wisdom, and I'm here with you, Katrina Kavanagh, and I'm pleased to say I am at the right destination. I'm at the right destination. I had a really tricky beginning to today. I've been very busy all morning, and I literally slid into the connection online here to bring you today's show at the last minute, and I'm not normally that last minute. So, you know, I'm human and that's okay. But it meant that I spent the first quarter of the show thinking, am I in the right place? But I am! Yay! So I'm glad that you're with me, and today's show is all about the shifting of your body to restore it back to a place where you're really comfortable with it, to restore it back to a place of health, and to shift your mind as well to a place of complete appreciation to your body. And so some people call that for your body. Some people call that weight loss and losing weight. I like to call that restoring my body back to the place where it should be. And it's a powerful process because we all want to be comfortable. Okay. So what I wanted to talk to you about is the process of, you know, the process of really looking at why it is that you feel the way you do about your body, okay, because there's a few key steps that I'm going to take you through in this show. One's going to be developing that appreciation for your body. But before we get to that, it's really important to look at what has gone on in your life that has led you to really feel like your body is not a comfortable place to be. Okay, for some people, and this is based on my therapy background, for some people they've had trauma. They've had, like me, they've had childhood experiences of verbal or physical abuse, where in my case it was verbal and psychological, where they had received messages that their bodies were not attractive. It may be really obvious, for example, as in my case, where I've had a step-parent say to me, Katrina, you're ugly and fat, in my teenage years. And that's really obvious. Or it might be more subtle to that, where there was just a sense of disgust about the human body or a sense of disgust about them and their physical appearance. I've got clients who have parents who have worried so much about their child's weight that they've got them onto weight loss regimes and all that kind of stuff. And when we look back, you know, really at some of the photographs of these children, they were not really. They might have had a little bit of weight on, but it certainly didn't require such a strict intervention. But, you know, again, those parents were just doing what they were doing. They were following the, you know, the recommended advice from their GPs or, you know, medical doctors and stuff. So basically people are generally doing what they know. Even my step-parent who was verbally abusive and psychologically abusive, what I would say about that person is that, you know, they were responding based on their conditioning. And, you know, I don't even actually hold that against that person personally. It just is very sad that obviously I had to experience that because it meant that for years after I suffered, you know, the suffering was that I, you know, felt really poorly and thought really badly and, like I said previously, really loathed my body. So what's important is that you get a connection with what is it that's contributed to your current feelings about your body. Has it been experiences like mine of trauma? Has it been experiences of more subtle messages? It may be that you've had none of that, but you're exposed to the general media. You know, the media is very clear in the Western world. You've got to be this height, this size, this weight, this look to be considered attractive. And if you're anything outside of that very, very small, very, very small category, then you're not attractive or not attractive enough, you know. So just that alone, the power of the media can be enough to really have a big impact on how we feel about ourselves. So first of all, get really clear, where is your discomfort with your own body and its weight? Where is it coming from? Okay. It might just be coming from the fact that you've got extra kilos on and it feels really uncomfortable. Okay, it might be that. But what I usually find with people is that there's been some other contributing factor in history between when you were born and now that's contributed to how you feel and think about yourself. So always go for an understanding of where it's come from. Once you know where it's come from, then you can work with a therapist or a coach to really shift and heal some of that belief that you have. That's the kind of work I do with people all the time. If you'd like to do that work with me, then obviously I'm available. I do that work all the time. So, you know, I work with people internationally on Skype. I, you know, work with people over the phone, and I work with people in person at my office in Bondi in Sydney and my office here in the Wollongong area, which is an hour south of Sydney on the coast. So I work, that's here in Australia. If you're interested in doing that work, here I am. You know, please get on the line to my website, katrinacavanaugh.com, katrinacavanaugh.com. Send me an email, and either myself or my personal assistant, Jess, will get back to you, and we can have a conversation about doing that work, okay? The next step then is to get to a place where I'm not going to ask you to love your body as it is. You know, some people run around and say, you need to love your body as it is, and then the weight will fall off. Well, no, because, again, that's setting you up to how can – if you don't love your body, okay, it's hard to push yourself to love your body. What is easier is a process of appreciating your body for what it is. So this is the gratitude list, or the list of appreciation, I like to call it, for all the miracles that your body is. And let's begin with the fact that you've got ears to hear this radio broadcast. You've got possibly hands that move, that work, the computer or work, the whatever it is, the device you're listening to this show on. You know, you've got legs. Most people have got legs that work. You know, you've got lungs that are working, that are breathing and giving you life, and you've got a heart that's beating and giving you life as well, okay? So it's a pretty phenomenal experience to just be alive, right? And your body is seriously a series of miracles. How is it that you can cut yourself off? Cooking the other day in the kitchen, I cut my finger on a big knife. If anyone's been to my house, I say I've got these really big knives. I cut my finger, and straight away my body began to heal that. How does that happen? You know, it happens because we have the miracle of our human body. We have cells that start to replicate. You know, the whole thing is phenomenal, okay? We've got minds that work, brains that conceive, we breathe automatically. We don't have to think about breathing. If you've had children, if you're a male and, you know, your sperm has connected with the egg of the woman that you've had sex with to create a baby, you know, isn't that pretty phenomenal? You've created life. For women who've grown a baby in their body, what – I don't even know what's – you know, that is beyond words as far as the miracle that gives you. So, you know – the human body is pretty amazing. So the first step I ask people to do is really get connected to that sense of gratitude, okay, the sense of gratitude that they have, or the sense of appreciation. Again, if you'd like to work with me on that, here I am, connect with me. I can step you through that process, support you through that process, because what happens is even when you're doing a process of appreciation, you'll get those thoughts that come in. Yeah, but you're not good enough. Yeah, well, that's all right. You might have those things, right? But, you know, remember, you're ugly and fat, you know. So we need to work with that. We need to work at looking and healing and shifting perspective at the same time of developing that list of gratitude and appreciation. The next step that I take in shifting my body weight is the area of intention, okay, and meditation. So I get really clear on what I want to achieve. Now, I don't talk about number of Ks, number of pounds as it is in the US, or kilojoules, well, kilograms, what am I saying, that I want to lose. I just talk about how I want to feel, okay? And in my mind, I get a visual on how I want my body to look, okay? That is not a long process. I don't sit there visualizing that for hours. That is a couple of minutes of, okay, this is what I want. Good, really clear. I might write that down. I like to do that because it gives my thoughts and visions physical form. I might do that. Some people like to get a vision board and get pictures. Whatever it works for you, you go and do that. But you create an intention of what you're wanting to achieve. For me, it's health, and it's just feeling comfortable in my body, right? So I set an intention. And then I begin the process of meditation. And I use the process of meditation to visualize how I wish to be, but more so to work on the mind work and the energy work aspects of the mind work and the energy work aspects of the process of really getting a shift, really shifting your vibes, both your physical vibes, as in how you physically look, and your emotional vibes and your psychological vibes, really shifting the way you think, feel, and believe about you and your body, which then creates a platform for your body to respond. Because what we know really clearly, there's plenty of evidence around, that what we're thinking, feeling, and believing can and does have an impact on our bodies. Our body literally follows that direction. So I am actually literally creating a meditation as we speak on for weight loss, and I'm hoping that that will be available soon. As soon as it's available, I'll be letting you know. But until that is done, if you want to, if you come on board and you sign, you know, if you do work with me, then I'll do your own personalized meditation. I like to do personalized meditations for people because then I can really cater it to you and what your exact type of thoughts are and what your own childhood or adolescent experiences have been and what areas we need to clear, what blockages we need to clear, and then, you know, really, really develop a meditation that is incorporates your vision for yourself, addresses those areas of healings, and really helps to get your mind work and energy work aligned in a way that's really suitable for you as an individual. I am going to do a generalized meditation for weight loss, and that is, like I said, is coming soon. But that's the way I work on this topic, okay? So, and we might even, if we have time at the end of the show, we might even do a little mini meditation as well, just to get ourselves, just to give you a taste of what that can be like. See how we go with time, okay? Why I like that is because it does, it shifts my mind, and it's not about getting focused and finding willpower, but it gives me a great state of understanding and compassion as to why I'm feeling the way I'm feeling, okay? We're coming up to a break. I'm going to talk more about this with you. I want to share with you a beautiful program that does exist if you're looking for a real program. And that's way less with Jess. And I'll talk to you about my connection with Jess soon. Stay with me and we will talk more about weight loss and the mind work and the energy work that can help you along the way.
The cutting edge of conscious radio, OM Times Radio, IOM FM.
What if living didn't have to be so serious?
What if you could move beyond your problems with greater confidence and ease than you've ever imagined?
Throw your labels out the window and join the Irreverent Therapist for practical tips and a very different way of approaching the changes you would like to create.
Marilyn Bradford
and Pam Hodling
have empowered hundreds of people to come out of self-judgment, quit looking to experts, and begin to create the lives they desire.
Join us Wednesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern on the Irreverent Therapist Show.
Host your show on IOM FM, the radio network of OM Times Media, one of the more recognized brand names in the conscious community, and is backed by the extensive marketing reach of OM Times. Hosting a show on IOM FM immediately connects you with our extensive, dedicated community. Simone Millicis would like you to know that business can be fun, which is why she wrote the book, Joy of Business. What if you could have the joy of business rather than the stress and struggle? Most of the time, the only thing stopping you from a thriving business is you. In the Joy of Business book, Simone gives you access consciousness tools and pragmatic ways to get out of your own way and to create the business, life, and living you know is possible and beyond what this reality says is achievable. Business is joy. It's creation. It's generative. It can be the adventure of living. You can purchase your copy of the book through Amazon or Joy of Business website, www.accessjoyofbusiness.com.
Do you have time to read that inspiring book or that blog post you've been meaning to get to? In your busy world, how do you improve yourself and keep your life going? I'm Lisa Kay, and my Between Heaven and Earth radio show can transform your life just by listening. Be uplifted with inspiring topics, positive stories, and ideas that really work. Between Heaven and Earth Radio is conscious living for your soul. Every Wednesday at 4 p.m. Eastern Time.
Your conscious connection to a more mindful world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, it's Katrina Kavanagh here, and you're listening to I Am Wisdom on Om Times Radio. On today's show, we're talking about the spiritual essence of weight loss and the coming together of both mind work and energy work. And when we bring together those two areas, we can create a really great platform to really shift some kilos. So what I'm going to be what I also need to tell you today is that I myself need to take myself on that journey again. So over the last few months, you've heard me cough and splutter as I've been unwell a few times, and I've also talked to you about the fact that I was experiencing some anxiety as well, anxiety-related conditions. And what happens for me is when I get distressed or I'm busy or whatever, one of my default positions is to eat. And so I add on some kilos. So I'm comfortable with my body and I'm grateful for it. But at the moment, I could be a few kilos less, right? So I'm actually sharing this show with you. I'm sharing with you what's worked for me in the past. And I'm going to set an intention today to reconnect with my own healthy and natural body weight by taking myself through this same process again. Okay, and I'll share with you online, my photos as things transform and all that kind of stuff. I'm excited to be sharing that with you. And if you're wanting a little bit more than that, if you're actually looking for something like a meal plan and some additional help, then I have my beautiful personal assistant, Jess, is also a business owner in her own right. And she has a business it is a business technically, but it's a service that she's providing where she has customers from all over the world using her meal plan and buying her product, which I think they are drops or capsules that people can take. Now, to be honest, I'm not across all the details of it. And I'll have to talk to her about either giving me a bit of a blurb that I can share with you online, or perhaps even having her come on the show to talk about her weight loss program. But I know that what I see is, she's having a lot of success. She's got about 700,000 Facebook followers, and these people are all people who, from all over the world, are working with her or have worked with her from various times, and she's getting some really good results, and she posts those regularly. So if you're looking for her page, if you go to Facebook and go straight to Weigh Less with Jess, I'll just check that with you, you will find – and she also has a website. So that's www.lesswithjess.com.au. So that's less, L-E-S-S, with Jess, J-E-S-S.com.au. She's got a website, and she's also got a Facebook page, which is www.facebook.com/lesswithjess. Okay. So if you go there, you can access her details. Now, obviously, I need to declare an interest because I like her. She's my personal assistant as well, which makes her. Do you think how busy she is? She's busy because I am always calling her. The poor thing. Jess, what about this? Jess, what about that? With helping me out. But on top of that, she also runs this phenomenally successful business or service for people. And so I guess, I'm declaring that, yeah, I've got an interest, I like her, so therefore I think what she's doing is amazing. But I think beyond my, declared interest and transparency, she's got plenty and plenty and plenty of people, lots of testimonials. If you go to her Facebook page, it's full of photograph after photograph after photograph of people who have absolutely shifted their weight. So, and she's got this whole plan. So anyway, so if you're interested in something more than that, then that's where you need to, I would recommend, there's plenty of options, but I would like to bring your attention to the fact that my wonderful personal assistant, Jess, also has her own business, Weigh Less with Jess, and you might be able to have a look at her program. And if it resonates with you, which is what I always say with everyone, if it resonates with you, there's a part of you that goes, this feels right for me, then why not try it out? If you're someone who isn't up for that kind of a program, then do not go near it, because it needs to resonate with you. You need to feel comfortable with it, okay? So have a good look at her program and see whether it's for you. She's busy. She's a busy, 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 busy girl, okay? So but there are, you know, there are other plans, of course, out there. But obviously I'm talking about Jess because I know Jess and I know how successful she's been with her clients. I'm on her page. She's got 703,263 other people on her Facebook page. That's a lot of people, everyone. That's a lot of people. She's busy. How does she have time to be my PA? I don't know. She does. So she doesn't sleep much, I don't think, which is nice to all of us. So anyway, so it's wonderful. So try. So where am I up to? So once we've identified some of the history that's contributing to how you're feeling and believing and thinking about your body now, that's the first step. And the best way to do that is with a good therapist or a good coach. Then you've moved into the place of really getting a beautiful list of all the appreciation you feel for your body. Not loving your body, but just appreciating your body, okay? Then what we're doing is we're setting an intention about the way we wish to experience our physical selves, the way we wish to feel, the health we wish to feel. We're just getting really clear. We might write that down. We might grab a picture on it. And then we begin a meditation process. That's what I like to do with people. Now, if you're working with me, I do your own individual program, but I am also creating, as we speak, a generic one that, you know, I'll be sharing with other people as well. Be available soon. So what happens with meditation is, this is where the energy work comes in, because you are, by the process of engaging in a very easy meditation, you are shifting your vibration, your energetic vibration, from a place of, oh my goodness, I need to lose weight, I need, look at me, I'm fat, I'm fat, I'm fat, all those negative self-critical beliefs, to a place of nurturing and understanding about your body, about the whys as to why you feel like the way you do now. And then as you move into that state of understanding and compassion and nurturing, you will feel a shift and a release, and you will feel better about your body. You'll more easily be able to relate and connect to that list of appreciation of the magnificence of your own body, the miracles of your own body. And what happens when you do that is miracles happen. Miracles happen. Because you can appreciate, if you're no longer being critical of your body, you begin to be comfortable with your body. Now, as I sit here right now and talk to you, I am comfortable with my body. Just this morning, was it this morning or last night? I stood naked in the front of my full-length mirror and said to my husband, I love my body. Honestly, I love my body. I think my body is absolutely beautiful. Now, I am a 42, I think, year-old woman who has a big scar on my tummy from an operation when I was a child, who has, you know, some extra kilos around at the moment, who, you know, my face is a little bit puffier than, you know, it can be. I could not care. I just love my body. You know, I've just, as I'll share with you previously, I've just gone through this process where, you know, maybe would have had to look at, if I had the BRCA gene, I would have had to look at possibly removing my breasts. And, you know, I just love my breasts. I kiss them. I love my boobies. You know, I just love my body. And it's got the extra weight on, right? So I'm, this is the work I've done. The work I'm sharing with you is the work I've done myself on myself to get myself to this place. So whether I've got the kilos on or not, I'm in a really peaceful place. I'm in a very grateful place with my body, and I'm so pleased to be here. You know, I'm so pleased to be here. So do I want to, you know, would it be healthy for me to have a little bit of less weight on? Would I, you know, fit into some of my clothes that I want to get back into my jeans. I love my jeans. I want to get back into those. And at the moment, you know, I'm not getting into them, and they're one of my most favourite things to wear. So I really don't want to spend another $100 on buying another pair. So, you know, I want to get back into those. So that's kind of motivate. That's what motivates me these days. It's not, I need to be skinny to be liked. I'm not attractive like this. You know, that's not what motivates me. So the process I'm sharing with you is the process I've undertaken myself to get to this place. And what you find then is the weight may come and go, you know. but you'll be at peace anyway, all right? Which means that, you know, you never really, if you do regain weight, you never really regain weight to the point that you had the weight on before. So it shifts your vibes. It shifts your energetic vibes and therefore it shifts your physical vibes. And it's just a very powerful process. How long do you need to meditate for? I would say to you 5 to 10 minutes. I think for the first 30 days, ideally every day. And then after that, as much as you can. Does that just until you, and then I would say until you feel a shift, and know that you are your best expert. You know, there's no point me even saying to you, look, do this for 30 days and then you might feel a shift within 15. But the general consensus is that most people feel a shift after 30 days. But if you feel it sooner, that's okay. That's okay. If you miss a day, guess what? The world keeps turning. It's an okay thing. So I consider you to be the expert of your own self and your own body and your own life and the person who is best to measure that, okay? So they're my tips, essentially, on the steps that you need to take to really get some shift around your weight. And for me, it's the spiritual essence of weight. When we come back, I'm going to channel to you a message from my spiritual friends about weight. I don't know what that message is going to be. I'm literally going to take a deep breath and channel through whatever it is I receive. So they'll give me some words of wisdom for you to help you. All right, that'll be coming up after the break. I hope what I've shared so far has been helpful, both my own story, both the journey that I've taken, and the steps that I've taken. I hope that you find this to be helpful. I hope that if you're looking for beyond the getting the psychology, the mind work and the energy of it right, if you're looking for a program, you might consider all the programs that are out there, including my lovely Jess's program of Weigh Less with Jess, where people have great success. We're coming up to a break. After the break, I'm going to channel that message to you and talk to you about my show coming up next week, which is really exciting. Stay with me.
The Real Conscious Connection. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
September 23rd, mark that down on your calendar, put it in your phone, whatever you do, circle that date, 9 p.m. Eastern on OM Times Radio. Yes, it is the return of the Joe Show. We will come back live with season 9. Wow, 9 seasons. I can only think of 4. Winter, spring, summer, fall, salt, pepper, oregano, and thyme. No, anyways, we don't have that much time. We're going to be back live September 23rd. Don't forget. At 9 p.m. Eastern here on OM Times Radio.
Being a radio host on IOM FM allows you to build your show on a rich platform with the power of the internet to fulfill your outreach goals and connect with a very specialized and global online audience, unlimited by time and distance. OM Times Radio will provide you with web relevance, a recognizable conscious brand, and with the standard of excellence that has accompanied every single OM Times endeavor. Host your show with OM Times Radio Network. Are you trying to get from point A to point B and need a little advice? Connect with the counselors at OM Times Advisors. Whether you're looking for a life coach or a spiritual intuitive, the advisors participating at advisors.omtimes.com were carefully chosen based on their gifts, skills, and professionalism. OM Times Advisors, connecting you with the best advisors in the business.
Looking for inspiration?
Want to be inspired?
Not sure where to go?
Find Mark and Kim every Wednesdays at 3 p.m. Eastern on Inspired Living.
Topics will elevate consciousness and range from metaphysics to the human and social experience and all things spiritual.
Welcome to an inspired community that offers support, encouragement, and new ways of thinking. You are the inspired and the inspiration.
The best of the holistic, spiritual, and conscious world. OM Times Radio. IOM FM.
Hi, you're listening to On Times Radio, and this show is I Am Wisdom, and I am Katrina Kavanagh. Thank you for listening. Well, today's show has been a special one. We had a wonky start where I wasn't sure I was in the right place, a little bit disorientated. Unlike me, as you know, I'm normally here prattling on about my week and, you know, sharing information with you and very sure of where I am. However, today was a little bit different, and there's some reasons for that, and I'm in the place of understanding and compassion for myself because I literally had to slide in with a minute or so to spare. That was a bit crazy. Anyway, we got there, right? We got there, and I hope that today's show has been really helpful for you, okay, because it's all been about the spiritual essence of weight loss and getting to that place where we're working at a mind level and an energy level on the process of weight loss, okay, or on the process of adjusting your body so that it is restored to a place of a healthy weight. I've used this show today to go through, share with you my own experience to a degree, or parts of my own experience, and mention to you some of the steps that I've taken to really shift and change my weight. The biggest outcome I would say is I've gotten to a place where I'm extremely comfortable with my weight, whether I have a few extra kilos on as I do now, or a few, you know, it can ebb and flow based on what's happening, what other things are happening in my life. But I'm just, you know, I've never really returned back to a higher, really big amount of weight that I held at one point in time. But even if I have these few extra kilos that I've got now, it's okay. It's okay. I'm really at peace with it. I'm not tormented by it on any level. So, you know, it's pretty special. I'm pleased about that. Very grateful that I've been able to come to this place, and I'm sharing with you today the steps that I took to do that. I'm also declaring that I'm wanting to shift some of those extra kilos. So to do that, I'm going to be, again, back into the meditation that I'm talking about, and I'm going to share with you my journey and see how I go. And if you'd like to join me on that journey, then please, you know, visit me online at katrinakavanagh.com or facebook.com/KatrinaKavanagh, and that's KatrinaKavanagh, if you're new to the show. Sorry for those who always listen for spelling my name once again. But it's, if you wanted to connect with me and in some way I can be of service to you, either as a therapist or as a coach or both, to support you on that journey, then contact, you know, please go to those places and find me and contact me, and we can make a connection and begin there. So we can work together, right? So thank you. Thank you for listening. We've only got about 10 minutes of the show left, about 8 minutes to go. So I wanted to spend a lot of this time sharing a few things with you. Just now, I received a message on my Facebook page, which was really lovely. And every now and again, I get these messages back, which are really, really beautiful messages. And the first message that I, well, one of them, well, the only message I've got today so far, because I get them regularly, is from a lady that I did a reading for, a mediumship style reading for on Monday. And I got this beautiful message. It just popped up truly 23 minutes ago while I was on the show here, and it said, "Hi, Katrina. And I'll keep you confidential because I don't have your permission to share," because she sent it through the personal message. She said, "Hi, Katrina, just wanted to say thank you so much for your time on Monday and connecting me with my dad. I feel like my soul has had a bit of nourishing, which I think I was desperately in need of. You are an amazing person and really enjoyed meeting you." And then she signed off her name. I cannot tell you what it's like to get a message like that. Yesterday I was in a situation where I was out in the public. And I don't often do this, but I had someone, I was at an appointment for myself, and the person who was around me, it wasn't the direct practitioner, but the person was with someone around me, and they were aware that I, you know, am a medium and that I have that soul-to-soul communication ability, and they just happened to mention that their mother had passed away, and instantly that mother was with me. Now, normally that can happen sometimes, and I just go along and don't normally, because otherwise I'd be doing that all the time. But I felt the need to connect with this woman's mum, and I did. And I was able to bring through a message. It was really clear. The mum came through with a very clear message of all about the fact that you need to. She gave me the image, so I was able to describe to this woman, this lovely lady, where she was when her mother died. I was able to describe the way her mother died. I was able to confirm that she was surrounded by family. I was able to describe that she herself was moving in and out of the room. I was given the information about where exactly on the position of the bedside, you know, which side of the bed she was standing relative to her mum. Her mum was able to show me that. The lady was able to confirm all of that. That was correct. Which always astounds me to this every day. I know it's, I shouldn't be shocked, but I am whenever these things come through so clearly. And then I was able to describe to her, you know, that your mother is recognizing that you gave her that message of it's okay to go. She began to cry, and the mum continued to say, thank you for that message. That message helped me cross. That helped me leave. And she began to cry, and she said, Katrina, for 4 years I've held on to some pain because I felt some guilt, even though I knew the doctors had come to us and said, please, something, your mum doesn't want to die, she's holding on, please go in and say to her it's okay to go. She always felt the guilt because she was the one that had said that, or the primary one in her mind. She'd been the main one who'd said that to her mum, so she felt a great deal of guilt. And so when I was able to give that message to her, not that I knew that that's what that meant, that to her, it was just, it was profound. And so, you know, this is the work we do. This is the work I get to do. This is the kind of thing that happens to me. And I'm just so grateful, which is a nice way of talking about my next week. If everything goes to plan, I'm going to be having my first guest on the show. I haven't yet had a guest here. Plenty lining up, but I'm lining up to talk to lovely people. But finally getting someone on the show. And it's going to be one of the producers, I think, of a beautiful documentary series that's currently being aired on the Discovery Channel. And it's a new series called Project Afterlife. And Project Afterlife examines tales of people who have come back from the dead. So these are people who have died and they've come back. So this is people who the series is all about people who say that they have visited the afterlife. When we know that, this series acknowledges that when people say they've visited the afterlife, that it challenges our everything that we understand about death. Because if death is the great equalizer, how and why are some victims able to come back from death while others are not? And in this amazing new series by Destination America that's available on the Discovery Channel, it's with the title Project Afterlife, they gather together a team of investigators motivated by their own experiences with pulling victims back from the grave. So this included like a paramedic, an ordained minister, a retired state trooper, and an investigative filmmaker. And they have launched this unprecedented quest to unlock the mysteries of resurrection with help from real people who say they've gone through it. So it's a phenomenal, phenomenal series. And I'm really grateful to be bringing a producer from the show, from that team, onto the show next week. We're just getting the finer details, but I'm pretty sure this is going to happen. And share with you the wonder and the excitement and the freshness that only can be brought to you by such a wonderful show. I cannot wait to talk to you about it. Other messages for me include a big expression of appreciation to you. I want to thank you for listening to the show, and I want to ask that if this show is helpful to you, that you also mention it to someone else, okay? Because they may also find this show interesting for them, and it is wonderful to have the opportunity to bring a show like this to you. And, you know, what's it about? It's about awareness. It's about expanding our minds. It's about healing our lives. It's about understanding the complete version of who we are. It's all of that. And, you know, I really, really wish that for us that we're able to do that. And that's why I created a show like, you know, I've signed up to do a show like this. You know, this show is not something that I do to make money. You know, this show costs me money, and I don't care about that, because it creates a platform for me to at least bring some information to you. And the desire that I have to reach out to you and really truly make a difference and maybe bring something into your life that you haven't thought of before, or maybe you thought about it a lot but you see it from a different perspective and therefore you get the relief of that, then I'm most grateful to be able to do that for you. My event that is on the 16th of October is basically sold out. I've got 16 tickets to go. It's here in the local Wollongong area, and I'm now planning events in other places as well. I will be going to Goulburn on the 20th of November, and I'll be able to share those details with you soon. So it's a really exciting announcement I have to make as well. So that's a Goulburn for all of those who don't live in Australia. Goulburn is a rural town that's even further south from Sydney than I am. It's a gorgeous little rural town, and it's really country Australia. I love it. So I'm really looking forward to going there with some really salt-of-the-earth people who are also maybe affected by grief, and it will be an event of connecting with the afterlife or also giving you some future predictions. Thank you for listening. What a show. What a crazy beginning. We got through it. I hope it's been information that's been of service to you. Looking forward to next week's show. Take care. Namaste, and enjoy your week. Bye-bye.